Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches. Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on? How's it happening?
I'm good. Summer is in full swing. I'm ready. We've got some exciting guests coming up in the next few weeks. I'm really excited about. And we've got a lot of other stuff that's going on that's pretty exciting.
Great guests coming up. This episode, love this question today. This is a very shareable, relatable topic. I'm sure everyone's going to love. It's getting hot. The city is great. I've been pushing IRL summer. I don't know if anyone got back to us on a t-shirt if we want IRL summer, but
hopefully it's out by the time we are already airing this episode. Right, team?
I would love it. IRL summer, I mean, people are going out. They're meeting in person. You can feel it. The bars are alive. It just feels good. So, and I'm also, I'm doing some shows coming up. Red Bank, New Jersey's coming up. So if you're in Red Bank, that's near the beach. Nice little beach Sunday night show. Why not? JaredFried.com, JaredFried.com. What are we talking about today?
I'm going to read the email. We're talking about breadcrumbers.
Ooh.
Always a blast.
Us pigeons are tired of this.
Hi, J&J. Praise be to the pot. I just started the new season of Handmaid's Tale. Good for you. Praise be. Love it. Anyway, I moved to New York City about a year ago, and listening to you guys in my morning commute just really brightens my day. I thought of writing in many times, but I now have a pressing issue that I hope people find relatable. The past few months, I've been on a handful of dates with New York City's finest, the finance fuckbro. Over this time, I've started to notice something they all have in common, which is a pattern of breadcrumbing. I've been in an entanglement with a guy I met on. She's using a lot of dating buzzwords. A
lot of buzzwords. This woman is
breadcrumbing.
Mrs. Zeitgeist wrote in.
This is modern day Carrie Bradshaw. I've been in an entanglement with a guy I met on Hinge for a little over a month now, and I found myself increasingly frustrated when I realized he had begun to breadcrumb me. Is this in the Finance Fuckbro 101 handbook or something? In the past, I would have either let it fizzle or they ultimately end up ghosting, but this time I felt no more. They just needed to be they needed to be called out for this behavior.
Her own Handmaid's Tale.
She will not be subjected to this any longer. Yeah. See screenshots attached for my attempt to address the situation. It's important to note that for the past 2 weeks, he's texted me almost every day asking me what I'm doing / what my plans are, but never asking me out or making a plan. My question is, how should one deal with a breadcrumber? Is it best to ghost the crumbs or roast the crumbs? I feel like they need to be held accountable for these actions, but I'm not sure the best way to approach the situation. In fact, I hadn't responded to his last text because I was unsure about how to be the most clear. Help a sister out. I like my breads whole. As always, thank you for your sound advice and wisdom. Sincerely, not Hansel and Gretel, but Cancel and Regretel.
I like Cancel and Regretel. That's the this only part one. Of her email that I like.
This whole thing reads like an opener for Sex in the City. Like, and then I got know. To think, should we stop eating bread or start eating more crumbs?
You're absolutely right. Now, I let me take back what I said. I like the emailer. I like her the poetry she's written to us. I think she's right. It's relatable. Her problem is relatable. The way she's handling it is not.
I could agree. Let's get into these texts, okay. Right? So she says they've been backstory. They've been texting back and forth. He's constantly asking her what she's doing, right?
What she's doing, what her plans for the weekend, but never making a plan. And she moved here a year ago, dealing with a ton of, as she puts it, finance fuck bros. And then a guy a little over a month now. So,
right. Okay. So this
have
is
they hung out once?
Did she say that?
I've been in an entanglement with a guy I met on Hinge for a little bit over a month now and have found myself increasingly frustrated when I realized he has
become
depressed.
She doesn't even say.
So I need to know, I guess we're going to go with what her email says, but I can answer for both, but let's, okay. I'll be him, you be her.
Okay.
Are you doing anything fun this week?
Getting drinks with one of my friends, either Wednesday or Thursday. What about you?
Same, but just for Thursday. Other than that, just busy with work, but we should find time to hang out.
Well, if you wanted to make a real plan, then you would.
Wednesday?
Okay. Actually, I feel like maybe we should cancel. Not that there was a plan, but I know how this breadcrumbing game goes, and it's just not what I'm looking for.
And then he wrote, what do you mean?
And that's where it ends.
Oh, my God. I love this so much. I like that he won. Like, I under, like,
huh?
Like, what? Wait, who? What?
He's like, what does breadcrumbing mean?
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Jordana, what do you think about this?
I think I can understand her frustration in like dealing with this kind of situation of like someone constantly seeming like they're on the brink of asking you out, but they don't actually do it. And it is annoying, but I don't think her response is really like productive.
No, she's wasted her own time.
Yeah.
She has wasted her own. You are a part of this. Like, and I love that you referenced Sex in the City and Carrie Bradshaw, because it does feel like this woman is trying to write a blog about her experiences. So she's breadcrumbing him into asking her out while he's breadcrumbing her into fucking him one day without having to take her out. Right? Like, don't they feel like they're breadcrumbing each other? Like, she knew she didn't like him, and then she kept, what's up with your weekend? Like, isn't that a form of breadcrumbing itself?
That she's engaging in the conversation, you mean?
Yeah.
I guess. I could see where she's like in terms of as breadcrumbing means, like, continuing to have a conversation, not really just to keep your options open.
Well,
right?
I guess.
In that case, yes, they're both doing that.
Well, I would say her version of breadcrumbing is to get a story out of this, to get to show people, look at this idiot, this fuck bro. He's doing what he's doing to all of you.
He's trying to get it on. He's trying to pull one over on me.
Yeah, I'll show him, and I'll show him that he actually just wants to ask me about my week and then text me at 11 o'clock if I'm out that night. Like, at that point, you knew it was coming. Like, you knew you didn't like the animal you were dealing with, so it's time to move to a new animal. Like, I don't know what you're going to teach him.
Be super explicit. You could say, hey, it seems like you text me a lot, and we never actually wind up going out. So if you're actually interested in going out, text me with a time and a place, and I'll meet you there.
Yeah, if she wanted to go out. But by the sign of her text, she goes, okay. Like, how funny is it that he goes, other than that, just busy with work, but we should find time to hang out. Well, if you want to make a real plan, then you would. Wednesday? And now he's making the plan. He's doing what she asked. You got what you asked for.
Well, he's doing what she asked. He's making a day, question mark.
Well, and then let's say she's wrong. She writes, that's Wednesday sounds good. Okay, and then he writes back, 8 o'clock, this bar.
More likely, she says, Wednesday sounds good. And then he says, cool, it's a plan. without a plan. At least Wednesday, I would say, okay, where? What time?
I mean, absolutely.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been seeing a therapist for many years now, and one of the things that I've learned from therapy is that I'm pretty introverted, and a lot of the time socializing with people can drain me. So I've really learned how to have that right balance of going out, socializing, meeting people, but also making sure I have enough alone time to actually feel like I'm coming back to myself, because that's kind of where I thrive. And therapy has really helped me realize that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
She's doing this to tell him off. She's breadcrumbing him into a I'm going to teach you, instead of, you know, because she's acting as dishonestly as he is my point, in a different
because
way.
Because she's trying to trap him into being able to tell him off?
Yeah. She has decided I'm turned off by his way of asking me on a date. She's doing that as if he's the only guy in the town. Like, that's the difference between her and him. He's operating like he has many options, and she's operating as if this guy doesn't work out, then she's got to go find the next piece of shit. She should change her perspective. Her perspective should be, I'm going to find the next guy that's going to act better than this or act better than this for me. Like, this is getting her nowhere, and she's the one doing it. It's like, it's like if the world moved on from a TV show and you're still talking about the TV show, you know, like everyone go, like, yeah, we don't watch show? That anymore. Yeah, hands
like the Handmaid's.
Yeah, I don't get your references anymore. It's like, oh, but I've been working on this show for a while. Yeah, that's over. Like, we don't care. Like,
so how would you have handled this?
The minute I was turned off by how he, by his effort, I would have said, hey, I would have stopped texting him. Or the next time he texted, hey, I'm really looking for dates and it doesn't seem like this is the same thing you're looking for. So I'm going to cut this off. It was nice to meet you. You know, like yeah. I don't think there's anything to get, like even the end of where he goes, what do you mean? Like she didn't teach him shit. And this isn't about her. She's taking something personally that shouldn't be taken personally. Also, we don't know if they've been on dates. If they've been on dates before this, then I could understand why she's more emotionally invested. If this is just another fuckboy in New York who just, you know, is going to breadcrumb me after getting my number from the dating app, I would say you're taking it a little too personally because this guy is just trying to survive. He's just trying, and it's not about you. He's trying to say, I am going to text with this chick until I can, because I think she's cute. All of it's positive. He's right. Texting with you because he's attracted to you. He's texting with you because he's like, yeah, she seems cool. And he's not making a date because I don't really feel like it yet. So like,
right.
It's
which
really
if you're
less
not interested
personal.
In that, it's fine. It's best to know that earlier.
Totally.
I think it, right. I agree with you. I think she's like, again, like she's, instead of just saying like, this is what I want. If you can give it to me, great. If not, I'm going to move on. She's kind of like you said, like this isn't going to like do anything for him or to him. He's not going to be like, well, I should really reevaluate my ways. And like, I was in the wrong for doing this. It's just going to make him like stop texting you, which is fine. But like, it's not doing by like labeling the situation and then like telling him what a piece of shit he is. It's not really going to.
He doesn't give a fuck. That's the problem with dating apps. She's fighting against. The overarching issue with dating apps is lack of consequence. If you want consequence for people, if you want people to ask you on a date and make a plan, then you got to meet through other people. You got to meet through mutual friends where people can watch this and say to this guy, hey, did you make a date with so-and-so? And he goes, nah, I've been just texting her for a while. And he has to deal with that, with the eyes on him. But if it's through a dating app, this is kind of what you should kind of expect to have to shake. Like at this point, I agree with you. Jordana, and I agree with her. Her frustrations are totally right. Like, I'm not here to tell her that her feelings aren't right. Like, this is annoying. She's frustrated with, like, the realities of dating. But the more you go from, I'm trying to date this guy to, I'm trying to get him to ask me out so I can tell him go fuck himself because he never makes a plan. Like, I don't know, you know, your Elmer.
That's not a good use of your time.
And energy. Yeah, you're Elmer Fudd trying to catch, you know, Bugs Bunny. Like, the gun is going to explode in your own face, as it kind of did here. What do you mean?
And it's tough because, like, you feel like you don't have control over any of these situations, but the only way you have control is you say what you want. If the person gives it to you, you keep speaking to them and seeing them. If they don't, you move on. That's really, like, the only way to get control in dating is to know what you want, say what you want, and then move on if the person won't give it to you.
Exactly. And just because they talk to you doesn't mean they're like that they're a fish you caught and you got to eat. Like, no, you can throw them back in the ocean. Like it actually is what you're saying is correct. And I think knowing what you want gets pretty vague. Mm-hmm. She has to make it so simplified for herself because she's getting so frustrated that she's getting in her own head. If she was just like, I only want drinks or nothing. Drinks or nothing.
Yeah.
If she started at that and was like, hey, you got my number now, so let's do drinks. Instead of
when
like,
are we, or how, like, what day should we get, are we getting drinks?
And then you have to let someone, like, the issue I have with her text where she writes okay and then she writes, well, actually, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, give a guy a chance to fall on his face. You know, if you want to go on a date with them, but
you're
you have to give them the
wait for them to fail.
Yeah. At this point, he hasn't even failed. You know, like, what do you mean? I just told you Wednesday. Like that's right. And again, this guy knows you from a dating app. He doesn't owe you anything. And he's acting that way. You're acting as if he owes you something because you've explained what you did that week a couple times.
Right. And to go back to Wednesday's episode, if you say what you want, yes means yes, no means no, maybe means no. So if you say what you want, I want a date, and then you speak for 3 weeks, that's a no.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to get fired up about this. I'm not mad at her because I'm just like, it's just amazing to me this idea that you're like the... You're going to save New York from the Joker, like you're Batman, you know, it's just,
and
wild.
He'll always remember the girl he learned the lesson from.
Do you mean? Huh?
Right.
Cool. You know? Yeah. Like I don't know. It's, listen, it's tough out there, kids. So we did it again, Jordana, didn't we?
We did it. We solved dating. And you can get even more of our dating advice, dating stories. Check out our new subscription on Apple Podcasts. Check it out. It's going to be great. We're really excited to bring you more content.
$2.99 a month. It's a different tier with more personalized episodes. No ads and a day early. Listen, if you're out there looking for something to listen to on a Tuesday, this is great. And a Saturday. I'm always jonesing for a Saturday podcast, so this is a great way to get one for yourself. So, we'll be back on Wednesday.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.